Hello, my name is Michael Bruce. I teach at Phoebe Hearst. This is my seventh year of being laid off. I mirror everything that all the teachers, students, and parents have talked about today. Breaking up a team is horrible. It's happened to my school every year. Each school I've been at, each year, the team's been broken up. It's your job to keep these teams together, but it's also your job to be fair. And I'm standing up here, and you need to understand my distrust of the board. And my distrust of the board has come from broken promises, unrealistic financial usage, and a pure just feel of bullying, okay? I feel like paycheck money has been taken out of my paycheck, that agreements have been made, and those agreements haven't been fulfilled. I feel that every time that something goes wrong and needs to be fixed, you guys can just change the rules whenever you need to. And as a teacher, I feel like I'm being bullied every day.
Thank you.
By you guys who change the rules. Thank you.
Good evening. Rebecca Foreman, employed with the district since 2004. Teacher at Woolsey Wood 4.5 years, currently at Rosemont High School 3 years. Present at the hearings, heard testimony, gave my own. Much has been made of teacher qualifications. Here are mine. Full clear credentials in English and health with a supplemental in sociology. AVID trained and authorized to teach AVID. Trained and experienced in home hospital and home visits. Master's degree in educational counseling with emphasis in multiculturalism and working with disadvantaged youth. I have been a high school counselor. 6 additional college units in SDI education. I've attended community college, state college, UC, and university extension. I'm a master scheduler, fully trained and experienced in assessing student abilities and needs. I have and currently use data inquiry and analysis. I'm a language arts interventionist, well-versed in alternative materials. I stand before you laid off.
President Rodriguez, school board, Mr. Superintendent. I'm Robert Whitehead, third grade teacher at A.M. Wynn. Thank you very much for A.M. Wynn. Students appreciate that very much. Students are first, which means teachers need to be cared for. More teachers are good for students. Accept the decision of the administrative law judge. Due process has been followed. Follow the due process of law. For all the students' sake, accept the decision of the administrative law judge, and also this thing about the consultants. Had we not had many of those people employed by district, we'd have a whole lot more millions of dollars right now. So think about when you make decisions, is it going to be affecting all the students? Thank you very much. Accept the law judge because it is the law of the land. Thank you.
If our final 4 comments can please line up behind the podium, Miles Cryer, Joan Cochran, John Gorman, and Jennifer Havey.
Do I just start and it starts a timer? Nice. Thank you, Superintendent Raymond. Thank you, School Board, for the opportunity to speak tonight. My name is Nate Starris. I'm here with Lori Jablonski, and we are representing CKM High School. We teach at the largest high school in the district, and it seems to be growing every day. We have a highly trained professional staff that collaborates and an engaged, highly motivated student body from all neighborhoods. Sadly, 1/4 of our staff has been pink slipped. With this in mind, we stand in solidarity with all teachers and care for all students of the district, be it a small, large, elementary, middle, or high school, priority or high achieving school. We stand in solidarity with all teachers and care for all students in the district. We encourage the board to accept the ALJ findings for these 3 reasons. 1, not only does it bring back close to 60 teachers, but no one else will lose their job. 2, it affords us, the district, another year to work together in finding solutions for all students. Lastly,
thank you.
Sorry. Thank you.
Miles Creer. Does anyone else wonder why this school administration or the superintendent's administration can't seem to get a belief in more than just seven schools? Over 400 teachers were laid off, and through a due process that was legally heard, arguments on both sides, a decision was rendered by a judge. But the administration didn't like that. They didn't like the decisions concerning those seven schools. If you uphold that and overturn that judge's decision, you're more than likely going to hear from all of the other employees on a legal appeal. And there are more than seven schools in this district. Thank you.
Joan Cochran, John Still. We've been the victims of our own success at John Still. As our scores consistently went up while working with our disadvantaged youth, we were not chosen a priority school. We're being laid off. While priority school teachers with less training and experience are being skipped and still have a job. I'm glad they have a job, but we all should. But we're not victims. We're all union members, and the district's choice to violate Ed Code and our union contract while skipping those with less seniority will be long remembered by every union member in our district, in Sacramento, California, and our nation. And this has purposely been done to break apart our union and divide a dedicated, hardworking staff in hard times. I call on you to follow Ed Code and our contract, maintaining in good faith honest agreements that will allow us all to work for and honor our children, our good teachers and their teaching, honor our contract, honor labor, and honor our future.
Good evening. My name is John Gorman. I've taught fourth grade at Abraham Lincoln for the past 9 years, and my concern tonight is that 9 years' experience is not enough. During that 9 years, most of my kids have scored proficient or advanced on the STARD test. I've had 9 years of task analysis of all the standards of equivalent fractions and reading comprehensions, but 9 years of task analysis is not enough tonight. At Lincoln, most of the primary teachers are women, so that makes me the fourth grade teacher, the first male teacher that a lot of kids have. Over the past 9 years, hundreds of kids have had me as their first male teacher, many of those kids from fatherless homes, and my job as a role model is the most important part of my job, and I sure wish I didn't have a pink slip right now, and I sure wish that you would rescind as many pink slips as possible, as soon as possible.
I'm Jennifer Havey. Dear board members, I am currently an administrator at Rosa Parks Middle School. 70% of Rosa Parks students went to high school without the proficiency and skills to succeed last year. 70%. I understand the union and their need to advocate for teachers, and I appreciate their support even when I taught. But my question is to you, who is advocating for that 70%? Where's their union? Here we are standing up and speaking out for the silent voices in our inner city whom have not been heard for years. Without priority teachers in schools, we're creating an arena for our minority students to be a permanent underclass. A permanent underclass. Not to echo the voice from the movie Lean on Me, but we're creating a permanent cycle of poverty without change. So please stand up for these advocates and be the change yourselves.
Thank you. That does conclude our final member wishing to address the board under public comment. At this point, we are at the conclusion of our oral argument, and we will be going into the recess of closed session. So the arguments having been submitted, the board will now deliberate in closed session pursuant to item 7 and will reconvene in open session under item 8. Oh, before we do that, we would like to extend our time for the board meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move to extend the board meeting to 1:30. Mm-hmm. Better be safe. Okay, I rescind the current motion on the floor, and I move to extend the board meeting to 11:30.
11:30. You know, I think you were kind of right to like build in some time. Maybe maybe we can go 11:45.
He got a second.
11:45.
Do you want us to have a
11:45? I understand, Member Bell. So we don't have a friendly amendment for 11:45. Okay, so we have.
I'll amend the motion to 11:45 if the second does.
Thank you. So do we have a second to that friendly amendment? Thank you, Member Kennedy. So we have a motion to extend the meeting to 11:45 by student member Isaac Gardon, and then we have a second by Member Kennedy. And so all in favor say aye. Opposed? And we have one opposition, a vote by Member Bell, and abstentions. And I believe we have five, so we are okay, and the ayes have it. Thank you. And now I will adjourn to closed session. Thank you, everyone. I now call this meeting back to order. We're on item 8.0, Strategic Plan and Other Initiatives. Item 8.1, Resolution Number 2703, Resolution Regarding Proposed Decision of Administrative Law Judge in Implementing Certificated Layoff. It is an action item, 5-minute presentation, and a 5-minute discussion. And with that, I'll hand it over to Superintendent Jonathan Reeve.
I think given the hour, President Rodriguez, I will not read the resolution 2703, but the resolution is proposed for adoption.
I'd like to move the staff recommendation.
So we have a first by Member Terry to move the resolution number 2703, and we have a second by Member Kennedy.
I'd like to request a roll call vote, please.
Sure, we'll do a roll call. Mr. Gabe Ross, do we have any public comment on this item? Do we have any board members wishing to discuss the item at this point? Superintendent, please do a roll call.
Member Arroyo. Member Bell. Vice President Cuneo?
Aye.
Member Kennedy?
Aye.
President Rodriguez?
Aye.
Member Terry?
Aye.
Vice President Wu?
Aye.
Student Member Gardon? Aye. Is unanimous with one member absent.
Thank you, Superintendent. Resolution has passed. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Actually, before we do that, I believe I had, I don't have anything to say at this point. So, Izzy, yes, Izzy.
Madam President, I'd like to adjourn in honor of all those hardworking mothers out there for Mother's Day, which is this Sunday.
Thank you. So we've got student board member wishing to adjourn in honor of all the hardworking mothers with a second by Member Terry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And objections? Or abstentions? Thank you. The ayes have it. We are adjourned.